Hi, this is Nikita Koloff from the Q&A with Koloff podcast, where you, the listener, get to ask me the questions, where you get a personal phone call from the Russian nightmare. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a moment. Sit back, enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
You know that I don't like to say goodbye. I didn't know that we were out of time. I'm sorry that I couldn't save your life. So I walk, yeah, I walk.
See this? Read that.
Lizzie once asked me why we did this, why we took them in. We couldn't give her answer at the time. We did it because something was missing in our lives that we didn't know what it was. It was Juan, Lita, and Lizzie.
You see, you were what was missing, Lizzie. But now you're here and you are stuck with us.
That's right.
All right, we're going to be at every soccer game.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be all over you about your grades.
Yeah.
And we're going to buy your first prom dress.
Yeah, and it's going to be really, really pretty, but not too revealing.
I miss you all the time.
I
Welcome to the Christian Car Guy Radio Show.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud. Nip it in the bud. You got to nip it in the bud.
In the house where the heart don't cry.
I miss you all the time. Yes, today's Christian Car Guy show. Interesting title, I'm sure you think. I miss you all the time. So in Genesis 3:9, I'm going to retranslate that a little bit in the what I call the Robbie Standard Version, as I've looked very hard into this verse all week about other things that I've been discovering, and I think this is going to be really helpful for you. It sure is helpful for me. That in Genesis 3:9, reading it the way that I would read it now, I would say it says, and the Lord cried out to Adam and said to him, where are you? You see, I don't know if you ever thought about it, but every word in the Bible in its own way, every letter in the Bible is like a diamond. You can hold it up and you look at it from one angle and you can look at it from another angle. And the next thing you know, it just glistens and brings all kinds of light into your world, depending on how you look at it. And I've always looked at that verse in Genesis kind of from Adam's point of view, that I'm the guy that, you know, he's looking for. But I never really ever spent a lot of time thinking about that verse from God's point of view. You see, God has just experienced the first death in the Bible. And it's his only son. In other words, he created Adam. He was his intimate ally. He walked with him in the garden. And all of a sudden, he betrays his father to the death. In other words, Adam was not where Adam was. And that's, I think, why he's crying out. Because he's experienced Adam's presence, and Adam experienced God's presence all the time. And all of a sudden, that's completely changed. And if you're a parent and your child has gone away, especially if they've passed away, like I know how Bob feels, like, oh my gosh, this is a really traumatic thing for God. And he wasn't just calling out, hey, Adam, where are you? That's not even close, in my view. I think that God's heart was totally broken. And so when you look at that word cry, or the word call, as it's usually translated, it's words kora in Hebrew, and it starts with the letter kuf, and so you may not be shocked to know that today's show is brought to you by the letter kuf. And the letter kuf in the 119th Psalm, you're really beginning to think about it, because all the letters in the Hebrew alphabet are a picture. And it's a picture, interestingly, of proximity and time. In other words, what you're doing, the reason why you're calling out or why you're crying out, is you're looking for intimacy. You're wanting to get close. And the closer you get to God, the more you go into eternity. You see, Adam was in eternity, but at the point in time he sinned, he was no longer in God's presence, and he was no longer in eternity. And all of a sudden, he came into another place, and there is God crying out. He's just crying out because he's like sitting at the tombstone of Adam, and he knows it. And he's not just Adam, but he knows all the kids afterwards. As a matter of fact, Scott, you know, he knew that someday you would be born again in a different place than where he wanted you to be born. And as I thought about that, you know, you might have heard a little section there also from a movie called Instant Family, right, where this child was adopted, right? And they didn't feel like they fit in, but you could hear how that they added a part to their life, right? That you're a child of God, and when you come into the family, like, man, he missed you all the time. He's been missing you all the time. And when you come in, you're adding something to him that he always wanted. And he's just dying for you not only to come in, but to stay in. And you may go, Robbie, what brought you to this? Well, interestingly, I heard this. I was at a boot camp over the weekend. And my friend Danny Marsh was giving a talk, and he was referencing Matthew 7:22, which for 22 and 23, which a lot of you may be familiar with. It's kind of a scary thing where Jesus says, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name and cast out demons in your name and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. And what he said about that, which is profound, and I think you can just write this down somewhere in your heart or something, he said, all these people were doing stuff for him, but he wants you to do stuff with him. Mm. Right? The idea of this is not to do stuff for God. Don't do your Bible study for God. Don't go to that church for God. Go to that church with God. In other words, just what the idea is. I just love it. I love that. That's a nugget that I will cherish. But because of that, I began to study Luke 3:23-27. And here's the RSV, Robbie Standard Version of translation of how this would read as I have studied it in Greek and Hebrew and everything I could back it into. And he said to them, strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I say to you, will seek to enter and will not be able. When once the master of the house is risen up and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open for us. And he will answer and say to you, I do not know you where you are. What? Yeah, that's what it says. I do not know you where you are. Then you'll begin to say, well, we ate and drank in your presence. You taught in our streets. But he will say, I tell you, I do not know you where you are. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. So as I began to think about, what did that mean, where you are? And I started to think about, where are you? And see, if these people had come through the narrow gate into Christ, right, the good shepherd, into the sheepfold, then where would they be? They would be in his presence. And he doesn't know you where you are, which is outside of the sheepfold, which is outside of his presence. But, oh, by the way, you know, the fruit of this has been for me really all week long. You know, I strive, and I hope you do too, to try to stay in his presence as much as possible and be in prayer constantly, you know, that whole idea. And you know, it doesn't take me long and I wander, right? Like, and then all of a sudden I hear him calling out to me, where are you, Robbie? Oh, how can I get back into your presence, Jesus? How can I get back into the sheepfold? You know, I need to get back because he wants me where he is. I don't know you where you are. It's a very significant verse there. And, I, you know, you can begin to think about it yourself. And I hope you will. I hope you'll go look at Luke 13 again, Luke 13. 22 through about 27 is that whole passage I just read. And we're thinking about because, oh my goodness, you know, God is crying out. So we got Ted Ryan is going to be on with us with Ford Motor Company. They got a really exciting announcement coming on the Ford Mustang. Of course, this is the Jesus Labor Love week. So we got Scott with us, and we got some cars that have been donated. Actually, this week, we had a car in Ohio that was donated to us by a wonderful man by the name of Nick. And I've been trying to get that placed, and interestingly, the Lord, through this show, there was a lady named Minnie that was up above, you know, and she called. She needed a car, and we've been working it out, the same kind of thing you've been working through, where the car needed this, car needed that. But then God provided a company for Minnie that would work on the car for her to get it ready. And so I believe early next week that's going to happen. So again, you know, it's amazing to me, Scott, how God... Right. It doesn't look like it's going to work out. It doesn't look like it's going to work out. And then all of a sudden, oh, my goodness, God shows up for Minnie. And this is an Acura, like a 2001 Acura NSX or some kind of Acura. So it's pretty cool.
I think that's a SUV. Nice car.
No, it's a sedan coupe? Of some kind.
Oh, okay.
I got my whatever denomination of the SX stuff probably mixed up.
Yeah, they're very good cars.
Cool. So, again, you may have a question or a comment or something you want to talk about this verse, or you want to talk about the Jesus labor love. All that stuff's coming up on the Christian Car Guy Show. Of course, it's all there at ChristianCarGuy.com as well. You call us 866-348-7884. Again, Ted Ryan coming up with Ford Motor Company right after the break.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Didn't know that we were out of time. I'm sorry that I couldn't save your life. So I walk, yeah, I walk. In the house where the heart don't cry. Don't cry. Dancing in silver lights. I'm dreaming of you tonight. I miss you all the time. All the stars falling out your radio.
I miss you all the time, and that's God, in my opinion, calling out to all of us. If we could get more time in his presence, I think that it would work out better for everybody. But anyway, welcome to the Christian Car Guy Show. As promised, I am very excited. We have Ted Ryan, historian, as I recall, with Ford Motor Company. And Ted, you're on the Christian Car Guy Show. You guys have a big announcement, right? The Ford Mustang.
We do. Mustang is turning 60. It's now, I guess, qualifying for Social Security. But no, it's Mustang turned 60 on April 17th. And there's a couple of really interesting things that are happening with the Mustang. If any of your folks in North Carolina can get over to Charlotte next week on the 17th, there's going to be a huge event at Charlotte Motor Speedway.
Really?
They're going to get the first look at the brand new 60th limited edition Mustang appearance package, and they can try some of the cool new Mustang ownership experiences that are rolling out. It should be an amazing event.
And what day is that?
That's April 17th, the actual birthday. So that'll be next Thursday. So it's an odd day of the week, but it'll be a fantastic event because they can learn about some of the new aftermarket packages that are available via the Pony Personalization Corner. There's a brand new, if you've got a newish Mustang, you can change the appearance pack of your dashboard for these new cars that have over-the-air updates and all that. And you can actually get a 60th edition dashboard that will have a throwback to the Fox body and a throwback to the first generation. So there's a couple of really cool new things that are coming up.
Yeah, again, for those who are in South Carolina this morning, and maybe even Georgia or even Virginia, you know, whatever, if it's reasonable, if I've been to these kind of events many times, actually, in my life, and how fun. I mean, because they will have stations all over the place, and you will get a chance to drive some cars out on the track, and it's just a bunch of neat people. If you like Mustangs and that's your thing, man, this Thursday. In fact, I got a friend I got to call and tell him, look, man, you got to go down to the
show. Challenging people to bring their own Mustangs, too. So if you've got a Mustang, you're going to get some special access. There's going to be, we're estimating, a pretty large number of Mustang owners showing up. The Mustang Owners Club Museum, which if you're not a member of and you own a Mustang, you should definitely check it out. It's not associated with the company, but it's maintained and cared for by Mustang owners. And it's adjacent to the Speedway. So you could go to the Speedway and check out the official Ford event, but then go check out the Mustang Owners Museum, which is it's just amazing that the fans of the car have taken the time and care to build a museum that celebrates, you know, celebrates their pony.
That's just beyond cool. And Ted, I know your heart for history. So what does this event mean to you?
To me, the Mustang is a vehicle. There aren't too many vehicles that sort of transcend into popular culture. And the Mustang is one of them. It's been featured in countless movies, countless videos. It's been the subject of songs, Mustang Sally. And it was a car that was at the right place at the right time for the right generation. The baby boomers were coming of age. They wanted their own music, and they got the Beatles and Elvis. They wanted their own fashion, and they got the longer hair and the bell bottoms, and they wanted their own car, and they got the Mustang. And we sold 1 million of them the first year. The other interesting thing, Robbie, is most people don't realize it, is that 43% of all the Mustangs sold those first 2 years were sold to women.
Wow,
because women were joining the workforce for the first time, getting their own income. You had double income families, and 43% of all the Mustangs sold were sold to women as they were expressing their new passion for this beautiful car. A car in 1964 awarded by Tiffany Inc. as a automotive design excellence. The first time ever a car won a Tiffany Award for design excellence. So the Mustang transcends what it was because it became a part of pop culture to the point that, like I said, the fans are building their own museums for it.
Interesting.
You know what I love, if, you know, for me being the Christian car guy, that the word car guy, you know, from my standpoint, from my father's standpoint, is a little different than what, you know, a lot of people think it's people that restore cars and that kind of stuff. But from my standpoint, Lee Iacocca was on that team, right, that developed that first Mustang.
He was.
And it's part of how the word car guy got defined was these car guys, like Bob Lutz and DeLorean, and there were several of them that knew something about what would transcend the culture. And so when I think of it, Ted, I can't help but think of, obviously, Steve McQueen. I actually think of James Bond, too. One of my favorite scenes ever of a Mustang was the one he turned up on two wheels. I think it was in Diamonds Are Forever or something. And it was a red GT, and it was up on two wheels, and he went between these two buildings. I'll never, ever forget that scene as long as I live. It was one of the coolest things I ever saw.
Sure.
The first time a Mustang appeared in a movie at all was in James Bond's Goldfinger, and that Diamonds Are Forever scene that you referenced is spectacular. And I've got the coolest job in the world. I was actually working with the Ian Fleming Foundation. For those who don't know, Ian Fleming wrote all the James Bond books, and they have quite a car collection of all the cars that have appeared in the James Bond films, and they just found the Diamonds Are Forever car, and they're going to have it carefully restored.
Oh, so, wow.
Look for that on the display near
so
you
cool.
in the future.
Yeah, it is. It's just, you know, that's part of, you know, you know, I guess how you put together your whole life is there's just images of things, you know, for a lot of people. I know for Greg Laurie, you know, the green Mustang and Steve McQueen, was it Bullet, the name of that movie? I'm trying to think.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah,
it was
Bullet.
Sure was.
It sold for $3.2 million, by the way, Robbie.
Oh, goodness.
the original one that was all crashed up was found, it was a barn find, and the family held on to it for years, but they just sold it for, and the buyer wants to remain anonymous, but can't say I blame them, but it was sold at Meekum not pretty recently. So I actually have to run because I've got a hard stop.
I understand.
A reminder again, have your friends and your listeners Google Charlotte Motor Speedway Mustang event April 17th, and there's a registration link. It's going to be a fantastic event for everybody to get their Mustang there. And as you said, to enjoy some of the hospitality that Ford can provide at some of these events.
That's so awesome, Ted. We are so appreciative of your time, what you guys are doing out there. God bless you, my friend.
Thank you so much, and great talking to you again.
As always. All right, we got so much more Christian Car Guy Show coming up. We got Christian calling from Charlotte, and we need your calls and questions. Maybe something has touched you in this show. We'd love to hear from you. 866-3-
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Didn't know that we were out of time. I'm sorry that I couldn't save your life. So I walk, yeah, I walk. In the house where the heart don't cry, dancing in silver light, I'm dreaming of you tonight.
I Miss You All the Time, as that is a song by Orr of a Revolution, O-A-R-O, period A, period R. And I love that song. If you watch it on YouTube, you'll see it starts out at the man's looking at his son's grave. And you can imagine how God felt. You know, and that this would not be the first time he would see this picture, obviously, of betrayal and of whatever. But the good news is for us, man, we can come back. We can come back 5 minutes from now. We can come back right this minute. In other words, at whatever point in time you turn and you say, man, I want to be in God's presence again. He's been missing you from the second you left. I absolutely assure you, and it's been really fun for me this year to push into that. And I hope that helps somebody out there. I really, really do. So we have Christian is in Charlotte. We would love for you to call in at 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. Christian, you're on the Christian Car Guy Show. Good morning.
Good morning. I hope everyone is doing well today.
We are doing amazing.
Amazing. I was just calling in to just remind everyone that to hold on tight to hope and faith. God, he's good. He's well and he's alive.
Amen.
As you guys know, I've fought through homelessness, divorce, child custody issues. Mm. I have overcome all of these issues, and I was also donated a beautiful Chevy Equinox from Jan and Dan. Shout out Jan and Dan. And I just, yes, I'm going to tell them 1,000 times. I'm so grateful. I know I was telling you guys that I was what I was going to do, but I actually ended up opening a business, and I serve people with intellectual and developmental disabilities.
Wow.
That Equinox gave me the blessing to be able to support, help, and bless others. So it's a gift that continuously gives and gives, and I'm actually impacting, making a positive impact on people's lives. So I'm so grateful, guys.
Oh, and you know, there's no expressing our gratefulness for you, Christian, because it takes a lot of courage to ask for help. It really, really does. We wouldn't have a ministry if people aren't needy out loud. In other words, I need help. I can't do this on my own. I mean, that's humility. And
I couldn't. You guys know I have 7 children, and I was at the lowest point in my life where it felt like I wasn't going to get up. I couldn't do anything. And then God, you guys ministered to me all the way through, and I thank you guys for that. It still touches my heart to this day. So your ministry is more than just about helping people with vehicles. It ministers to the soul. And you don't know how much you guys, especially Scott, can help change people's lives. And just being able to receive that donated vehicle can start, it can open the floodgates to new blessings. And new ways to walk out our calling and purpose in this world.
It's so beautiful because, you know, Christian, we're simply, and in most cases, in your case, we're all middlemen. In other words, I got the people over here who've got a car to donate. Right. I got this person over here who needs a car. You know, we just get a chance to kind of operate in the middle. But then one of the funnest things Scott and I get to do is pray with you.
And meet people like Christian.
Yeah, we get to meet you. And what Scott told me, he said the smile that was on your face in the DMV office, he will treasure that moment for the rest of his life.
Yeah, I still got that picture.
Yes, I will too. And my kids were happy.
They were so polite.
Thank you.
And so it is just a blessing because God puts us always in the middle of, like, here's how we can intercede in this situation. And we get a chance to pray with you. We get a chance to see how God is aligning things. And so, and then it's so neat.
You know, I had no idea that I was going to actually open and launch this business. It just happened.
So exciting.
Yes.
And I love that opportunity to serve that population. You know, I taught special needs ministry at our church for a long, long time, maybe over 20 years. And somebody told me when I began to think about whether or not I should do this, he said, Robbie, under the least of these, my brother, right? Mm-hmm. But as it turned out, Those people taught me way more than I ever taught them.
Exactly. They need love. They need attention. They need care. They need support.
I'm so proud of you.
Sometimes when you give those, just those little encouragement of hope, there's so much we can do with ourselves, with a little bit of empathy and just being grateful for what we're doing. We're all called to do something. And I just hope that everybody find their calling.
Those people, again, the people learning disabilities or, you know, Down syndrome or autism or anything like that, they have a special gift to love.
Oh, yeah.
They don't usually have any mask that they're wearing. What you see is what you get. And if they love you, you better expect a hug. And you better expect
them my gifted ones. I call them my gifted ones because they do teach us and show us things that we wouldn't see. And it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And I'm so grateful to be able to serve the IDD community. It's amazing, guys. And they'll make your day. They'll give you a smile. And they make sure that they keep you happy, even though you're already happy. It's never a dull day, and it's always amazing.
God is so good. He has got something for all of us when we just keep getting closer and closer. So you keep walking with him. Christian, we're so grateful for your call today and so grateful for what God's doing with you. Keep up the great work. We're going to continue to pray for you, okay?
Christian, this is Scott, and I just want to say that I couldn't be more proud that I know what you've been through, and we both do, and you have just persevered so well, and you're just an inspiration to so many other people. Continue doing what you're doing. And
it's Jesus. I believe his words that he speaks to us. I know that he's walking with us, and through him, anything is possible.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. God bless you. You have a blessed week.
Yes.
I'll talk to you soon.
Likewise, guys.
Thanks for your call.
All right. We got Wendy is in Cary, North Carolina. Wendy, you're on the Christian Car Guy Show. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
We are excited that you called today.
So good to hear from you.
Well, thank you. It's so good to hear your voices. And I was just listening to your call with Christian, and what an inspiration she is. I was blessed by hearing that call as well. So it was great to hear her story. I, as you know, have a really old Dodge Caliber that is barely limping along, and I'm on the list for a donated car from you guys. But you've also helped me make repairs to my Dodge Caliber, and I think I've mentioned this before, but it was leaking on the inside and leaking on the outside at the same time. And just you guys have just helped me keep it going on the road until God provides another vehicle, and I'm so thankful for you guys. I've got a son, and I'm actually physically disabled myself from long haul COVID, so it was neat. It was a blessing to hear Christian's story and how she's now turned that around and working with disabled people. And I'm just so grateful God has shown me through your ministry and some other ministries that he can provide in ways I never, ever would have thought of. You know, at first, when my divorce first happened, I thought, I'm not going to have enough money. I don't have the income. And God's like, just you watch. It's not all about income. Sometimes it's about, you know, somebody giving something that they don't need anymore. And I'm so grateful that he showed me he can provide, you know, outside of the box I tried to put him in, and, you know, that you guys have been part of that. So thank you.
And well, thank you. And you actually bring up, you know, in my heart, something I really, it's on my mind, something we can all be praying for. In fact, I want to pray in a second that, you know, what's happened is we've got sort of a backlog of cars that have been donated to us. And what people usually donate to us are cars that, you know, they were going to trade. It's got this problem or that problem. And so most of the cars that are donated to us, believe me, we're so grateful. You have no idea for every single car that's been donated to us. But quite often they need work. And where we run into trouble is trying to get those cars through the shop to where we can get them so that we can give them away, because it's really the person's heart that gave it to us wants it to be given to somebody. We don't want to scrap the car, and often we think that that could be put together. What I used to have in Raleigh years ago, really, really wonderful man. He did not work in a shop. He just worked out of his driveway. And he would put a starter in for us, or he would do what we needed to get this car so that we could give it to somebody to drive and they would be safe. And so I'm praying, I really am, and we're going to pray when I come back. Wendy, if you'll stay on the line with us. We also got Doug in Indiana. And your calls, we need it. 866-348-7884.
Wendy, we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Didn't know that we were out of time. I'm sorry that I couldn't save your life. So I walk, yeah, I walk. In the house where the heart don't cry, don't cry. Dancing in silver lights. I'm dreaming of you tonight. Oh,
I miss you all the time. And I know that's God's call to me quite often.
Amen.
And I hope, as you think about that this weekend or whenever, that like, man, if, you know, I just need to stay in his presence, whatever that looks like, because just like Adam, I tend to wander. So we got Wendy is in Cary, North Carolina. We've been talking to her. She's got a Dodge Caliber that I understand from Scott during the break is burning a quart of oil every gas fill up, right?
Once a month, I think she said.
Once a month, yep, about every month.
So I was telling Scott that, you know, there's these things called tube seals in that possibly could be the only problem. And if, you know, we could find the right mechanic, and that's what we're always looking for, you know, that might not be a terribly expensive repair to fix that. We just got to find somebody that knows what we're talking about and is willing to help us. So we're going to work on that on our end. But in the meantime, what I'm praying for, Wendy, for these cars, we have a backup of cars that have been donated to us that we're just trying to get them so that they're ready to give to you and then the next person and the next person and the next person. And unfortunately, you know, the way that mechanical shops are sometimes, they're trying to find everything they can possibly do to make money. You know, that's what they do. I worked around mechanics for 40 years, and I get it to some extent, but then there's times where you go, okay, what do I, you know, if this was your daughter's car, what would you do and what wouldn't you do? You know, that's kind of the scenario. And so I'm praying that God would raise up somebody that's retired or has time to just, you know, work on cars that's outside of a shop so that we can get these cars turned around and make them available for people like you, because, you know, we're so grateful for the donors. We're so grateful for the people that do work on these cars. But we just right now we have a bottleneck, and so we need God to help us just like you. We need help. So, Jesus, thank you for thank you for Wendy. I thank you for Scott and for all those who work so hard for the Jesus Labor Love and donated so much time and money and all these things, including a lot of mechanics out there. But, Lord, right now we need somebody that kind of specializes in just getting cars ready for the road, somebody that has the time and the expertise to just, you know, look over a car, see what it really needs, and help us to get that thing back on the road, whatever that might look like. Lord, I pray that they would go to ChristianCarGuy.com and get up with me, whatever that looks like. Lord, I thank you so much that I know you're at work at this, figuring it out right now for us. You know better what we need, and I just pray that you would make that happen. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
I just wanted to reiterate what Robbie just said about the cars that we get. They're in running condition, but we're not going to put anybody in a car that's not safe that won't pass inspection. So I just wanted to be clear on that. And so that's where we're having a little bit of issues, is we want to, you know, fine tune and make sure everything works just right. And of course it has to pass inspection. So that's kind of where we're at right now, and it's going to be fine. And
well,
just
everything
praying.
Works right. It's a little bit of a, so from our standpoint, Wendy, sometimes, you know, the air conditioner may not get fixed because, you know, that's not critical for some people if they're willing to take a car that doesn't have an air conditioner. In other words, we're going to look at the situation and go, okay, we got this person is in desperate. They have no transportation, no way to get to work, and an air conditioner isn't standing in their way if that takes $2,000 to get the air conditioner fixed. But the car runs fine
we'll
other than
have
that.
Good tires.
So that all fits into the equation. But thank you, Wendy, so much.
And thank you.
Believe
me,
we're hard at work on your case. Believe me.
Thank you.
We're grateful.
Thank you. Can
for
I just testify to something really quick? Do you guys have another minute?
Sure.
I just want to
give God glory because your prayer has been making me think about how he's brought me thus far. And he's reassured me even in the past couple of weeks as little things have kept breaking and going wrong. My car's a Dodge. We joke that it's the same model as my son because it's 15 years old and my son is 15 years old. It's an 09 Dodge. And we joke that it's the same, you know, model as him. Mm-hmm. But as little things have continued to break and I've, you know, just needed this or that, the Lord has reassured me that his timing is always perfect. And I do believe there's somebody out there who has this capability and this know-how to restore these cars that you guys have donated, because God can use them if they're working, you know, if they're running. And there's a lot of us who would do without AC as long as we can get from point A to point B, you know? So I just want to say, I think I know that the Lord is putting this on somebody's heart, and I'm praying that they'll respond to that for y'all, for us, for everybody who needs a vehicle. And it's been sort of like the Israelites in the desert with the car that I have right now.
Let your shoes wear out, right?
Exactly, yes. This car has 200,000 miles on Dodge. And he just said, you know, I'm sustaining you. I'm sustaining you until such a time that another one is available. And so it is. It's been like the clothes and the shoes they plundered from the Israelites, and then they lasted 40 years in the desert, you know, and the Lord has just helped this vehicle that shouldn't make it to 200,000 miles as it is, you know, just last thus far, and his timing is always perfect. So I'm asking whoever it is that's listening in faith, if you have the time, you know, to help, I appreciate that, but I'm giving God the glory too, because his timing is always right.
You're exactly
right.
Thank
you so much.
Golly, that's so beautiful, Wendy. Thank you. You have a blessed weekend. Yes, we really, really do.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
So we got Doug is in Winchester, Indiana. So, Doug, you're on a Christian Car Guy show. Good morning.
Hi. I just wanted to make a comment. I turned your station on this morning. I just love your guys' ministry. I was sitting here. Satan was attacking me this morning and just turning on the news and everything that's going on in America, Satan has a way of just attacking you with all of his lies.
Oh, yeah.
But I got to turn the radio on. I heard that first caller, the one that works with handicapped people.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And, Christian. I've known God all my life, but just in the last couple of years, he's really worked on me and has turned my life completely around. And this morning just reminded me, while Satan was attacking me, that all these little negative things that we think about, you know, that get to us. Mm-hmm. And just that first caller touched my heart so much, because this world's nothing. This world's nothing.
Yeah.
We have to focus on the kingdom of heaven.
Absolutely.
And all the blessings that he gives us. He's blessed me so much in the last year and a half. And it's just touching listening to all these people that the Lord has touched. And I just want to thank you guys.
Well, now, Doug, you've touched us. Because I got to tell you, your testimony is absolutely beautiful. And the fact that you're listening up there is such an encouragement to us. As you know, it's a beautiful thing. God brings it all together, and I'm so grateful that you see him, and it seems like as time goes, we get to see him more and more and more and more. And you know, Christian radio for me was a lifeline. It still is. Obviously, it is completely my lifeline. But
I gotta listen to it every day.
I'm so grateful for all the stations that carry this show and all the managers and all the people that sell the advertising and all the stuff that they do to make these broadcasts happen. It's truly fabulous, Doug. And your call makes it just really special for us.
Yeah.
So I hate we're out of time.
I'll tell you what. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'll call in sometime because I give you a heck of a testimony. God's performed miracles in my life.
Well, I will look forward to that. Call back next week. Same time, same station.
Okay. I sure will. Thank you and God bless you guys.
Thank you. Thank you, Doug. We really, really appreciate it. And you know, thank you.
Yeah.
We're so appreciative for each and every single listener and every single station, everywhere God's working. So remember, slow down. Jesus walked everywhere he went, got it all done in 33 years.
This is the Truth Network.